Morning to be able to come to you and thank the Lord for all of His blessings and the opportunities that He grants to us. And thankful to be back this morning. We were away again last Sunday. We certainly thank Brother Damon for coming and taking care of the broadcast and church for us. We appreciate our brother and glad that we have one we can walk with and can work alongside of. We count it a great privilege and honor. He's a great dear brother in the Lord, and we thank God for him. And just good to be able to be back again this morning. Again, we love to invite you to come out and be with us. We're Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale area there. As you're traveling north on Wayne Madison Road, and we'd invite you to stop by. If you'd like to communicate with us, we'd certainly be glad to hear from you. We are recording the broadcast now. If you have someone that might have a need, not able to get the broadcast and might like a copy of it sometime, why, just let us know and we'll do our best to get it to you this morning. But we're glad to be here and invite you to come out and be with us. As we say, our Sunday morning services begin at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, 11 o'clock. We enter into our worship service or continue in our worship service, and then at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening, we gather back again for worship, and on Wednesday evening, we gather at 6 for our youth service and our Bible study, and we'd invite you to come be with us, any and all those that you have opportunity to, and we just thank the Lord this morning for this privilege. We'd invite you to join us in a word of prayer today. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, thankful for the privilege, the opportunity to declare your precious name, Lord. Oh God, we only pray this morning, Father, that you would reduce our many hours of thoughts to the few moments and words, God. Our Lord, it would impact and help, Father God. It would be an encouragement or a strength to someone. Our more than anything else, Father, that it might cause some lost soul to seek you before it's too late, Lord. And God, we ask you this morning, Father, to touch the many on the beds of affliction today, Lord. And God, the ones that's not able to be up and about, Lord, the ones that we've gathered with from time to time. Our Lord, we ask for Brother Dave this morning, God, that you touch his body, Lord. And God, that you just be with him, Father God. As so many this morning, Lord, that come to our mind and lay upon our heart from day to day and time to time. I just touch them, God. And oh Lord, we pray this morning for those on the battlefield, God. How those in the service of our country, Lord, that you walk with them, protect them, and guide them, Lord. Be with their families, Father God. Our Lord, the families both near and far, God, especially those that have already sacrificed their sons and their daughters to this cause this morning, God, the local family, God. How we pray that you be with them, O Lord. And God, so much, so many need your touch this morning, O God, above all else today. How send that convicting spirit out, Lord. How through the airwaves, God, and where your children gather together this morning, O Lord, how send conviction to our lost, Father God. How awaken your church from its slumber, Lord. And God, that we might see the time that you've given to us, Lord, and be about your business. God bless the good station, Lord, the few moments how you've granted us here this morning. Let it be according to thy will, O God. How bless those, Lord, Father, that our feeble mind forgets, but you still know all about, Lord. How these favors we ask in the holy name of Jesus, and amen. How this morning, if you want to turn with us, we have a familiar passage of scripture on our heart. How a little lesson under consideration, we might say. How be found in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, beginning at the fourth verse. How but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, how even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. How by grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. How that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith. Have that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Have not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I'll stop reading right there this morning. And brother, so many thoughts. I thought as I stood here just a few moments ago. And brother, all of the thoughts that's filled our mind over the course of a few days on our little journey here this morning. And brother, many thoughts. How is it we can convey them in just a few moments of time? And brother, I'm reminded this morning that my thoughts are not his thoughts. How my ways are not his ways. And brother, for his thoughts are as far above mine as the heavens are above the earth. So this morning I don't come to convey my thoughts. And brother, I don't come to share my opinion. And brother, I've come this morning to declare the unadulterated word of God. How my friend that shall and will set you free. And brother, if you will, for just a moment or two this morning, I lay aside your preconceived notions and prejudice. And brother, I challenge you this morning to open your word, open your heart, open your mind this day. I let the Holy Spirit speak unto you. And brother, aren't you glad that one of the works of the Spirit is thus, that he shall teach you all things? And brother, this morning, as you look unto this precious gospel, unto this word this morning, I've determined not to know anything amongst you save Christ Jesus and him crucified. And brother, I come this morning how to share something with you. And brother, if I would I name this little message today, it would be what's next. And brother, what's next this morning? And brother, what is it God's put us here for? And brother, why have we come upon this earth? Why are we granted moments like this? And brother, why do we assemble on Sunday morning? And brother, look there at that 10th verse today. I challenge you this morning to accept what the gospel says. By grace you're saved. And brother, it doesn't get much plainer than that. You hold on to that and move on down. By grace you're saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. I praise his sweet name this morning. I've forgiven that gift. And brother, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, my friend. I notice, if you will, he didn't say gifts. And brother, he said gift today. How singular. Just as we read here this morning, it is the gift of God. I'm not of works, lest any man should boast. And brother, I can rejoice in that, and I'd encourage you to do the same. Brother, it doesn't stop there. It tells us then why we're here. Brother, it seems to be one of the complex questions of life. How many ask why we're here? Brother, I'd challenge you this morning to encourage you. I look into the Word of God. You will find the answer. For we are His workmanship. Brother, why are we here? How to be a light unto a lost and a dying world. Brother, to reflect the glorious light of God. How to tell somebody about Jesus. Brother, I've been blessed this morning. How to ride upon the seas of this old world. Brother, to see the vastness of the creation. The Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean. Brother, I've seen the crystal blue seas, the Caribbean, gonna have. God has been merciful and wonderful to me. I'm brother as an old sailor. I'm brother, I've always loved the song. How the old ship of Zion. But too many this morning. I believe it's a luxury liner. I'm brother, pull up your chair on the deck and just sit back and relax. I'm brother, let me assure you this morning, how the ships I sailed on, how they was little time to relax. I'm brother, they was work to be done. How they was always maintenance. How they was always something needful. I'm brother, and every now and then, how they'd sound the alarm. How general quarters, general quarters. How mind your battle stations. How my friend this morning, how sound the alarm to you. Out of the church today. Hey, it's time to man our battle stations. I'm brother to rise up from our slumber. I'm brother Moses come down from the mount. And he heard a strange noise in the camp. How the people had rose up to play. How this morning, my friend, I understand. How the day is far spent and the night is at hand. And when night coming, no man can work. This is all we have today. I'm brother, we've got just a brief moment or two to try to reach our lost people. I'm brother, we might spend hours and days and weeks with them. I'm brother, but the opportunity to share Jesus, how many times is only but a brief moment in time. Oh, today, my friend, let us seize the opportunity. I seize the day God's given us. I rise up how to serve the Lord this morning. Are you looking for a good church? I get up off the couch and go this morning. Children of God, it's not time to make an excuse. Brother, I know this old body needs a little rest. But praise God, there remaineth the rest. To the children of God, brother, one day my rest is coming. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Brother, I'm sorry for them that say we believe this. Brother, there's too many self-appointed authorities out there that talk about what this one believe and that one believe. Brother, what do we believe? We believe the word of God. Brother, you don't believe in works? Yes, I do. Brother, I believe it is the work that God left us here for. Brother, I tell you what, if all it would have been was for me to be saved, he'd have took me home 30 some years ago. When he saved my wretched soul, why'd he leave me here? Because I'm his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, brother, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I'm brother Jesus Christ. John said was the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The moment I got saved, I was the end of my life of sin. But praise God this morning, it was the beginning of my life of works. I'm brother, it was the beginning of a walk in Christ Jesus, how to share the gospel. I'm brother to walk upright before them. I'm brother to let the light of God I be reflected in my life. I'm brother, I thought as I read this, how my heart began to leave. I wish this morning you'd take a little time in this scripture. I let it speak unto you. But notice that fourth verse. But God, I'm brother, I was lost. But God, I was hell bound. But God, I'm brother, this morning how there's good news, how to tell and to share. I know your schedule's busy. I know your body's weary. But my friend, how the old song says, take one more look at Mount Calvary. I'm brother, that abundant mercy and grace ought to stir our heart. Boy, we ought to get to the house of the Lord. I'm not with a long face, I in sagging high steps, but brother with a smile, with a gladness in her heart, how to come and worship our King. Yes, my friend, we are His workmanship. We are to be His light, His vessel upon this earth. Ask yourself at the close of this day, has your life been a light? Has your life reflected the goodness, the mercy, and the grace of God? Our time's come and gone this morning. Oh, little time, but my friend, get up. Go to the house of the Lord. Lift up the name of Jesus somewhere today. God bless you. This has been Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. We love you this morning.